Well, welcome everybody. Welcome to the Master Heart family, and you're going to really enjoy today's time together with us that we just have so many miracles that are happening in our lives. And then today every week I ask divine intelligence on who wants to come in today and be with us. Who do we need most of? The archangels, or going down into our soul, or whatever. And so all seven archangels said, we want to come together as a family, because the Master Heart family is a family that we want to come together as a family. So we're going to enjoy the presence of all seven archangels a little bit later today. So it's going to be something else. You're going to be on a whole new platform, if you will. A vibrational essence of who you are is going to rise up today, rise above the committee, and have your dreams just flowing and coming true. So welcome, and who has some good news to share? Who wants to share the good news? Carolyn, I think you have to, since it looks like you're really living the dream, girl. Your voice, we got to hear. Turn your. Oh, no, we lost her. But
Can
Carolyn,
you hear me now?
yeah, we can hear you now. Hey,
Okay.
Carolyn.
I lost my picture though, so but anyway,
We see you.
we've had some really interesting stuff since we've been here the last couple of days, but I'm
Yeah.
heading up to go get my phone charger because I'm literally my phone might go off any second. I've already gotten a warning.
Okay.
But the first day we were here, we had like two really amazing things. One, my daughter, who I've been praying for her for a long time to come back to the Lord and come back to the right way of living. And she told me on the way here that she had some stuff that was happening with her cousins. I mean, literally 15 years ago, and then they were like making major judgments. And she told me on the way here, as I really have been praying, Mom, that I'll have the opportunity to show them that I'm different, but also to share with them. And she got that opportunity. I had one of my sisters who is in horrible physical shape, and just the one that broke her two legs about 3 months ago decided she was going to go kayaking by herself. And she got caught in a rip current, got dumped out of the boat, and literally nearly drowned. And
Wow.
Carter and I were, like wondering why her husband let her go by herself. And we just had this feeling we need to go find her. So we walked out, to get her, and literally, and she was probably about 2 miles down the beach. And so we actually had to do a rescue.
Wow.
And had we not gotten there within the next 5 minutes, she was already taken in water and she would have drowned. And we couldn't get to her when we found, just when we, there was all, nobody here speaks not a lick of English. So we were trying to get help. She was
Yeah.
trying to get help like 20 minutes before she capsized, and nobody
Wow.
would help her. And so, but anyway, but he got some guy, and the guy says, I speak English, but I don't know how to swim. So he went, and he spoke Spanish too. So he went and got some little, I don't know, this little speed lightning, little lifeguard guy who came out, and like Carter was swimming out there to get her, and he just blew past Carter and got her like literally in the nick of time when we got her back and all was safe and well. So, it was pretty amazing that, and then through that, my daughter was here, with the other people that they didn't know where we were. They didn't know what we were doing. They just knew she was missing. And my daughter's like, oh, we need to pray. And, we need to, but, so anyway, she prayed with, all the cousins and with all, even the staff that was here at the house. They were just so wonderful. So it was a really sweet, like super bonding experience for all of us. And it turned out to be wonderful. She's no worse for the wear, just scared and now a lot more respectful of nature. So because she
And
got
where
caught,
are
I
you?
actually
Where are you right now?
I'm in Dominican Republic. So
That's
we
awesome.
have this absolutely, I don't know if you can see the house because I lost my camera, but we've got this absolutely gorgeous house that's right on the water in this beautiful cove. But right around the corner, it's coral reef. So even Carter got cut up. He got his hands and his feet cut up when he was trying to save her.
Oh my
And
gosh.
so it was pretty horrific. But and then the same day we had some guys that were like literally walking through the house that were, I think they were coming to like case the house out. And so we, got into a little scuffle with them and ended up, we're in a gated community, ended up having to get the security to come get them. So it's our first day. We had all this
Wow.
excitement going on.
Yeah, a lot of excitement going. Oh my
But when
goodness.
I was trying to swim out to my sister too when we went to save her, and I got caught in a rip current as well. And so
Oh
I had to stop trying to save her. And fortunately, I've been around the ocean all my life and I know what to do. So I was
yeah.
able to, change things around and be able to get myself safe, but I was no good to her because I couldn't get
Yeah.
to her. And
Right.
I was screaming. I was like, go. So he
Amazing.
did. And
Well,
yeah, so it
so
was amazing.
yeah. And so there's all kinds of miracles in there that, this what we would judge as unfortunate situation that actually it helped like bring your daughter then and literally be praying with all of these cousins and everything on where she's had challenges with. And and at the same time that everybody is well and that you rose above there and had the miracles and they were saved, if you will. And
It was major miracles. It was awesome.
yeah,
So,
that's just great. Oh my goodness. Well, enjoy. I know your phone's running low there but enjoy your trip and plug in. And if you can recharge, stay with us.
no, I'm going to get my charger. I just had to get to the
Okay.
house. So, because
Okay.
I definitely want to hear Deborah's story today. That's why I wanted to make a point to get on today.
Yeah,
So.
okay. Well, fantastic. That's great. Well, speaking of that and Deborah's
Remind
story
you again
that
this morning? Yeah.
we actually, I'm gonna mute everybody here and or no, I guess I won't. I heard some background music. But hearing that, and Deborah's kind of been coming in and out. Deborah, are you there? I can't see you. So a couple, oh, there she is. There she is. Just so you know that Deborah and I actually had we were on that podcast earlier this morning, and but we recorded it, and you'll be able to hear all the details. It's just really an incredible story. And with that, Deborah, would you just like to share a little about what you're celebrating and just a little about your story and the miracles that have happened to you?
Sure. Hey, everybody. Yeah. So I was celebrating 8 years of sobriety.
Man,
So
freedom.
that was it. Yes. From the day that I said, 8 years ago, I was reborn and given this whole new life. And I said also, like, I would, if somebody told me, over 8 years ago that this would be my life, like I'd be like, what? Like, do you know me? I would never have. So it really has taught me, so much, and everything that I learned in the darkness has, birthed this life for me because it gave me, called my superpowers. And because when I started the program, in recovery, and started with AA and everything, like I was like the student. I wanted to do every single thing that they told me to do because I did not want to go back there. So everything that they told me to do, whether it was my sponsor or what people were doing to be successful, like no matter the withdrawal, the pain I was going through, like I did it and I kept moving forward day by day, step by step, and I did it, and that has led me to create, those skills or those, superpowers have led me to, create a great business, right? To be a leader. Because with that, you have to do something every single day, right? And whatever you do, and you have to follow instructions. There is a way, there's a path of people that have done it before you. Same in sobriety. I had to relearn everything, and same, it gave me a new life, and same with this business. And then I also use that tenacity and what I call my hustle, right? Which is now leading with heart. No longer, the hustle, but I had to do that, for about 20 years when I was in active addiction. I had to hustle for the drugs. I had to hustle for the alcohol. I did whatever it took. I sold my soul. Sold my soul. What was I saying? Yeah,
Sold my
sold my
soul.
soul. Sorry, that was like a tongue
Yeah,
twister.
that's a tongue twister.
So and I did it all the time, and I just thought that was life. I thought this is all I get, that whatever. And I mentioned the word sin. I thought that I've prayed too much, I've sinned so much that that's who I was. And I realized that no, like sin is just you're not acting within alignment, of yourself, of your soul's purpose. And that's what came to me today as I was sharing, and then Dr. Hank shared what the definition of a sin is. And it's very similar, I think.
And that definition of sin was actually in Christ's time just an archery term, meaning you were off target and our thinking was off target. And Deborah was sharing earlier that on our podcast earlier that she felt that she was such a sinner that she could never come back. She could never be good at all. And the beauty is that God never judges us and never sees us as sinners, other than we're just off target, and we get to choose. And Deborah had stated, you create your own darkness and you can create your own light. And yeah, and Deborah created her likeness. Go on, Deborah.
Yeah, so that's where I was. I was, way deep in the valley, and I saw things that I never knew like were real. My life, it was so broken that I did not know that there was another way. I was, taking so many different what was the word I was looking for? There's so many different, drugs, not concoction, but I was on so many different things. I forgot the word I was looking for. R Russian
Escape
roulette. Russian
way
roulette. I was playing Russian
Russian
roulette
roulette.
with my life every single day. Like, the things I was taking and doing, to the point that I started hearing voices, like thought they were my friends. Like I had nobody. Like my life. And I can laugh about it now, but that was like the reality. I was like hiding from it for so many years, and I didn't have that connection. And that's why connection is everything, with that. And there was no connection. There was no connection with me and myself. I didn't know who that was. It's just this like dark, gloomy soul that didn't know that something else in there existed. But I know that a part of me believes something did, because I would never have opened the door to where I'm at today. I would never have taken that chance. And just to kind of end, like a little over 8 years ago, I was at a point in my life, there was a warrant out for my arrest. I was living with two people who are both drinking and doing drugs. One of them is no longer with us today. Shortly after I left, she passed. They were drinking, doing drugs. I didn't have enough money for rent. I was dating a guy who was paying my bills. He was like two times, three times older than me. Didn't have anything. He was doing it for other things, of course. Didn't care about me at all. Was paying for everything, doing that, and then he got mad, so he wouldn't pay for. He said, "I'm not going to pay for you anymore." I don't know. It's just a weird relationship. But long story short, I found out that since there was a warrant out for my arrest, I did not want to go back to jail. Done the jail thing, did my 10 days. Woo, and that was a choice at that time when I did 10 days. It was either that or go to, a detox or rehab for 30 days. I chose jail because I thought I was fine. I mean, that's just insane. I was like, I'll just meditate, I'll chill. No, make some friends. No, none of that. It was horrible. So I knew I did not want to go back there. So I wanted to do whatever it took. And it took a lot of begging. It took a lot of talking to, God or whoever I was, that voice in my head that said, there's no other way. This is you. You are the bottle. You're the drug. You're the cocaine. Like, what are you going to do without these? That voice. We all know that voice. Still have that voice to this day, but it's not that strong voice having me kill myself every day. It's a different. But I don't want to go back to that place. I found out that if I wanted to release the warrant on my arrest, or, get that off because they were going to come knocking at that door, which I was about to get kicked out of. Anyways, so I was going to be, homeless. And I said, I'm going to do whatever it takes. And I found out that I owed money to the court. So, and a lot of this is just like a blur, right? But I was reminded that I owed money. And if I paid that, I didn't have the money. I didn't have a dime to my name. So I called my parents who've been begging, for me to get help. And, I was like, why are you doing this to us? Just get it together. What did we do to you? Type of stuff. But they did at one point send me off to a rehab when I was pronounced, basically dead and did wake up that time and was Baker acted and then shipped. I don't know how they got me back. I forget everything, but I had to go back to Massachusetts and go to a government like rehab detox and then came out and did things five times stronger, because I didn't choose to go. But finally, a little over 8 years ago, I chose and I didn't really know what I was choosing. I had no idea. I mean, when I made a decision, I chose to do that. And I said, told my parents that. So they paid for my, court things. The warrant was lifted. And then, I found a place to go to by the grace of God, and it's called the Behavioral Health of Long Beach and BHOP. And the place saved my life. So the guy, the older dude, drove me there. That was March 5th, 2016. I was drinking like a bottle of NyQuil like on my way there. So I wasn't sober that day, but I was the next day. March 6th, 2016 is my sober date. I have it tattooed on me to remind me all the time. Fire around it. It's pretty cool. You guys did a good job, but it was that day. And then when I got there, they were like, we don't know if we can take you. Like, because I was that bad, like horrible. Finally, they did admit me, and then they had me like get off all the meds, and I couldn't walk, couldn't move, was wheelchair bound, everything stopped functioning. They said, we can't help you. They sent me to the hospital. I was there for a couple weeks. I didn't even know like where I was or what I was doing. The stuff I packed was like bathing suits, gym clothes, like this is not what I signed up for, guys. But it was just my life was insanity. It was insanity on steroids. So I, went there. I did what I had to do every single day. I had a couple people even die on me there. Roommates, that wake up, they're gone. And I had a lot of people who couldn't go through the withdrawal, so they'd sneak in drugs. Withdrawal is hard, especially when you're in a concoction like I was. I had about three bags of prescriptions with me when I went in there and had to hand them over. Three bags. Like I was doctor shopping, of course, but I had a lot. So I had to get off of all of that. I had a babysitter because they didn't trust me overnight. I had somebody watch over me. Wasn't really sleeping, so I was just kind of staring at the person all night, wondering, just wanting to get out. But again, I knew I had to do what I had to do. Didn't really know all the things, but I knew like they had a plan and I was going to do it. And I did. And every single day I did. And I got on my knees and I prayed and asked God because that's what they told me to do. Get on your knees, put something under your bed that you're going to need the next morning. So you remember that you got to pray. I did it. I did everything. I admitted I was an alcoholic and addict. I admitted some of the, share some of the things I did and talked about losing my son. I talked about a lot of things and I had to let it out. And in doing all of that, it released me, and it freed me. And then I had to relearn how to live, right? But the good news and all that and making that decision, because everything starts, with a choice. And doing that, the whole place, that place, they had like all the best treatments. Everything was a really expensive place. Didn't have to pay anything. No bill. I guess I had insurance. I don't even know if I had insurance. I don't remember. Never got a bill from them. So, yeah, everything was cleared. And then I Started over, right? And I did it one step at a time. Did what I had to do, found the sponsor, went to AA, did those things until I realized, you know what, I don't need to do that anymore. I found I had a spiritual experience and, I don't need that. Like, why go back to that, where people are talking about all the stuff they don't want, right? And I felt like, I really felt like I set myself, free because I made that decision. And every single day, it's daily reprieve. It's a journey. I mean, dealing with, but it gets better. It gets, easier, and it's fun. And I've, love being on the side, love being in the light, and letting my light shine.
Yeah. Let your light shine. And that's that decision. You know, do you shine your darkness or do you shine your light? And so Deborah was able to create these superpowers, and these superpowers are within all of us. And tenacity, and to lead with heart, to be love, take inspired action. Trust in God. There's a giant within us. These are all the things that Deborah had shared earlier on the earlier podcast, and that make a decision. And that when you make that decision, God will take you to the promised land. Just have to believe. Just have to believe. That's beautiful, Deborah.
Beautiful.
And Deborah just came off of now. She wasn't supposed to have any children. Impossible. She has two children. She just came off of a vacation, all expense paid vacation for a week with her husband Nick. That she's living the dream. She's living in Florida where she always wanted to live. She's has her home, what she always wanted. Husband, a great husband, that she has everything she wants. And so it doesn't matter what we're told. And on that podcast earlier that. Deborah was asked, but what about my loved ones and that, are with this disease? And it's like we're creators, and for each one of us to send those people that we love. So if it's not us, it's people we love, send them love. And then you get on your path. You're not here to fix anybody. The world isn't broken. The people aren't broken. We are all here to create. And we have this amazing, we have God within us. And with this gift we've been given, with the power of our thoughts, that we can take these thoughts and call upon the divine to help us, call upon seven archangels to help us, to take us to that promised land. So that's beautiful, Deborah. We thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Who knew?
Yeah. Your thoughts, guys, on that?
Quite a story, Deb. It's quite a story.
Yeah.
I'm
Thank
glad you're
you.
here. Glad you're here.
Yeah.
You too.
She was in the hospital, her
Shine
heart stopped. Yeah.
on. Shine
Yeah,
on, you
Deborah,
crazy
thanks.
diamond.
What's
Yeah,
that,
thanks so
Steve?
much.
Yeah.
Pink Floyd has a shine on, you crazy diamond. I've told her that for a long time. She's my crazy diamond.
Yeah, baby. Love it. Crystal diamond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shine on, crazy diamond.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, so we can do it. So the challenges that any of us are under, that we have the power, we have the resources to call on to get us over that. And really, whatever addiction it is, whatever problem it is, that it really is just fear. It's false evidence appearing real. It's listening to the wrong voice. And so be quiet, be still, and ask for God's voice to come in. And God will come a running. We have this ability that fear is just false evidence appearing real.
I like that.
And what Deborah did is she took fear and she made it face everything and rise. And so she faced it, and she rose above it. And each one of us can do that, to rise above whatever our challenge is, to realize our dreams. And so there's nothing preventing us from anything other than that damn committee, that little voice, that voice, the wrong voice. We're not going to listen to that wrong voice anymore. We know it's wrong when we feel bad, when we aren't feeling good. And it's just one step at a time, one day at a time, one breath at a time, one loving thought at a time. So, other good feeling thoughts, other miracles happening for you guys? Other things you want to share? Who has a miracle?
I'll share.
Okay. Hey, Mia.
I love that question. Who has a miracle?
I do.
That's a great. It, for whatever reason, my mind just immediately went to Oprah, like, you get a miracle and you get a miracle. Just hand them out. Deborah, I wanted to say first, thank you so much for sharing your story. Like, miracles happen. It's incredible. And I just, you know, want to acknowledge your faith and your belief in yourself to get through it as well. My dad struggled with addiction for a very long time, and he's 25 years sober.
Wow.
But, you know, I saw what it, you know, the journey, you know, when you said that the withdrawal is real. And what he taught me was, you know, if there's a loved one in your life and you're struggling with addiction, for that loved one, you know, you never know what your words, how they can impact someone. I remember me and my dad hadn't been talking for a while. And for a while, I mean, probably 11 years at this time. And I missed him because, you know, that's my dad and I'm a daddy's girl. But, you know, he was kind of going through it. And I just remember my aunt calling me, and I was living in Georgia at the time. And she was just telling me that he had thyroid cancer. That was his first bout of cancer, and that he was feeling really down because he thought it was his karma from his addiction, and that, you know, he made bad decisions. So he felt really bad about himself, and he thought that that was just, I guess, his punishment. And at the time, I was feeling a certain kind of way towards my dad, but I just remember something says, you know, you have to forgive and you have to reach out. And I recall writing my dad a 4-page letter at the time. And I basically just told him, you know, I don't even need you to be a dad right now. I just want you to get better. And if you're feeling guilty about anything, I forgive you. Forgive yourself. Nothing is that serious in life. And I don't recall everything else I said in there, but I told him I loved him. And I still hadn't heard from him, but a couple months later he called. And number one, and this is how miracles happen, he had more energy, was just doing really well. He told me that day that he had thought about, you know, going back to alcohol because he was feeling that low. The very next day that he had that thought, and he was able, he's like, I was able to hold off for 24 hours because, you know, you take it day by day. And the very next day is when my letter came. And so he got the letter and he said, that's what made me get through. And on top of that, the thyroid cancer disappeared. The doctor said they couldn't find it anymore, and they weren't sure. And he was about to have his thyroid taken out.
Wow.
And so from then on, you know, this is probably 10 years now, me and my dad, we have a great relationship.
Yeah.
You know, and I just think of that, like, whatever anyone's done that's in the past, you know, you just let them know that you love them and you're not judging them. And, you know, just being there and just being seen, I think does wonders. So,
Yeah.
you know, your story, Deb, really, I really connect with that. And yeah, so I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, that's beautiful, Mia. And you know, it's this idea about the power of our prayer, of our thought, you know, like Mia's thought to write the letter. And it's all just designed perfectly. And so it played out perfectly. Mia has a more deeper, more loving relationship with her father than if they wouldn't have gone through all that. And he probably would not be on this physical plane anymore here in this body if they took his thyroid out, and that all of a sudden it's healed. This is the power that we have for ourselves and for others. And I also love Mia on that. Yeah, you know, what you just did is you didn't do judgment. You know, that there's whenever you're doing judgment, the committee is there. And so I know people that have challenges like with their parents because and their parents are saying, hey, this is the way I want you to behave.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, no, that, you know, I'm going to allow everybody to be who they are. And I'm just going to love them. I'm going to unconditionally love them. And that's where Archangel Shamuel comes in, unconditional love. And that's what we all need. We don't need our damn advice from the committee about how you're supposed to be doing this or that. Just love other people. And that's what Mia did. She just loved her dad. And look at the miracles that happen when you give. And that's the most powerful energy that there is in the whole universe is love. And within the core of us, there is only love. Like we possess this most powerful power. And all we need to do is love ourselves and then love others.
Yeah.
And Mia, that is so, so beautiful. Yeah. And we know, yeah. How's dad doing, by the way?
He's recovering.
Yeah.
So the doctor, they were able to get everything. And he wanted to do Ramadan, but he realized his body's not there yet where he can fast. So he's asking for better health.
Cool.
And so instead of him fasting, what he's doing is he's going out and he's actually preparing food and, you know, feeding the homeless, which I think is just amazing. So
that's
he's doing
awesome.
Good.
That's awesome. Yeah. Didn't you get him into the Joy Shop too, or
my mom.
Your mom,
that's my mom.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
My dad, he's the one, he always has something positive to say.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think his experience in life has let him down. You know, nothing's that serious. We should just enjoy life. But my mom was the one who was feeling a little bit low, and I sent her the Joy Shop. And yeah, I sent her a message in the morning when I say good morning to her. I'm like, don't forget your Joy Shop this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Encouragement. And just to be clear, what the Joy Shop is like what Deborah was saying, hey, a discipline, you know, something every day, you know, it's kind of like we take a shower every day or we eat every day or whatever, that we need to feed our minds and we need to connect. Deborah talked about that connection. And so it's a connection with your higher power, with God, with all that is. And I need to ask every day. Otherwise, it's so easy to have the committee drift us off, going down that stairway to hell again. And we're just not going there. And so we have the power, and the Joy Shop is perfectly assembled, made, and created in such a way to take us and put us on the stairway to heaven. And so it's like, wow, it's just, it's a simple, you know, everything's easy, unless we say otherwise. And we're not going there. Everything's easy. Wonderful. So thank you, Mia. I appreciate that. Say, because all seven angels wanted to chime in today, that we're going to go there in a minute and invite them in. It's interesting. I'm helping a 14-year-old boy right now, and he really wants to be an entrepreneur. And so I've been helping him and with his thinking, a joy shop, and he's been doing that, and amazing, incredible things have been happening. And I remembered this book. It's one of my books, Think, Feel, and Grow Rich. And in fact, Stephen, you just read it a couple of weeks ago.
Love it. Yeah. Love it. Absolutely
yeah.
love it.
Yeah.
And great read.
Yeah, thank you. That. And Napoleon Hill originally wrote in 1930s, so about 100 years ago, wrote Think and Grow Rich. And his editors edited out, like, for example, the word vibration, and 37 times out of his book. And so Think, Feel, and Grow Rich puts the feeling back in, and the emotion, because that's really where we create through our thoughts, create this energy, this emotion that's been proven by science to create our life. And then likewise, God communicates with us through our emotions. When we feel good, we're on our lighted path. When we feel bad, we're on the committee's path. So light and dark, you know, really easy. And so we want to feel good. And so I was telling this young boy, I said, yes, you know, we have, and I said it in a way that I really hadn't said it before, but I basically said that, see, we have these resources to call on. And in the universe, and he wants to be an entrepreneur and, you know, be real successful and have lots of money and all these wonderful things. And I said, you have these resources now. And he said, well, where are they? And I said, well, you can't see them. You can't feel them. Right. You know, you can feel them, but you can't see them. And I said, also, nobody's told you about these resources. That basically everybody's told you, you face reality. And what they told you reality was whatever was in front of you. And that, you know, what other people think, like you have to go to school or, you know, whatever. And I said, but you have these amazing resources. And he goes, I do. I said, yeah. And all you have to do is invite them in, evoke them in. And he goes, oh man, I want these resources. And at the end of our call, I asked him, what did you like best about this call? And he goes, I just had no idea. I had all these resources. I'm just so excited now that I have all this help, all this support, all the guidance that I need. I don't have to do the work even. The Father does the work. You know, he's preaching to me now. And it's like, oh my goodness. And can you imagine where this kid's going to go in his life? You know, so many people have said, oh, if I would have only known this before. And And so with that, let's call upon these resources. And, you know, mankind that has walked before has asked for seven major things. And God has answered, has responded with these seven divine energies that can help us be, do, and have everything that we desire. So I invite you to just sit back now. Relax, get comfortable, close your eyes, because this is an inside job on our thoughts and our feelings. I want you to just smile at yourself, knowing that the divine's going to come, that these seven beautiful archangels are going to flow now into your thoughts and your feelings and your body. Perfectly to where your energy, your vibration, your feeling is going to be felt with them, and they are going to take you to the promised land. So I want you to close your eyes, breathe in, breath. It's the fastest way to connect with your Creator. Breathe in deeply. And breathe out and just let it go. Let the day go. Let your worries, the committee, let go. And just be now. Breathe in. And breathe out. And breathe out anything unwanted. And now take a deep breath in of the wanted God's breath. Breathe in. And breathe out. Just relax now from the top of your head. Relax your forehead, your eyes. Relax your jaw. Relax your neck and your shoulders. Allow relaxation now to just flow down your arms. Allow relaxation to go into your lungs and your chest. Just feeling so relaxed, at ease, so comfortable, so in love. Breathe in. And breathe out and relax your stomach. Relax all of your organs, just feeling so relaxed, so at one, so connected with God and all that is. Relax your hips. Relax your thighs and your knees. Let's relax. Relax your calves, your ankles, down to your feet. And we are now all together at one. And so relax as we breathe in. And are in the state of allowing and believing and expecting our seven archangels to come in now. Just be quiet and in the silence, they shall come. And here they come a-running. And Archangel Michael, we invite you in your beautiful blue light, energy, and angel dust. We ask that you flow into our thoughts, into our emotions, into every cell of our body, every organ, every system, every function of our beautiful bodies. We ask you to pour your blue love into us. And you are the master of manifesting. And we now call you forth for us now to be the masters of manifesting our dreams coming true. We want to manifest and just hand out more and more miracles. Experience more for ourselves and give more miracles to others. And we love you so, and we feel your presence. And we thank you for your love and your support and your guidance to manifest a long, happy, healthy and wealthy life now. And we call in Archangel Raphael with your beautiful, beautiful divine green light that flows to us now. It's the light of health, the energy of health, the angel dust of health that flows in every pore of our body now. We ask you to give us better mental health, better memories, better ways to understand, for answers and solutions. We ask for healthier emotions. We want to feel better, and now we do. with your beautiful green light, energy, and angel dust of health that flows in us and through us and all around us now. And in the silence, we feel your presence and your health upon us. And Archangel Gabriel, the angel of communication, the white light and energy and angel dust of divine communication flows into us now. And when any beings, human or otherwise, communicate to us, that we receive your communication with a perfect understanding. We not only listen, but we hear your communication from others, from other beings, from other angels, from you, Gabriel, that we flow in understanding of that communication and answers and solutions that touch our minds, touch our hearts. And when we respond back and communicate back, it's the perfect angelic way that we call forth your beautiful white divine light and energy and angel dust with the perfect vibration, perfect thoughts, the perfect body language, the perfect tone of voice, perfect thoughts and words that just flow out to those that we are communicating to, where they receive us with perfect understanding of our message. And we have the answers and solutions where they not only listen, but they hear us. We love communicating, whether it be to our loved ones, our prospects, our clients, all people. And we now are angels of communication. And we touch their minds, we touch their hearts and their souls, and together we rise up feeling so good. And we find ourselves in the corridor of joy with the doors of our dreams being realized now. Oh, it's so perfect to connect so meaningfully now to God, to our angels, to each other, to ourselves. We give such great thanks for this blessing being bestowed upon us as angels of communication. And in the silence, feel this loving energy. And Archangel Shamuel, we invite your pink, unconditional, loving light and energy and angel dust to bestow your grace upon us. Fill our beautiful hearts now. Our hearts just open up wide with unconditional love. But just love being who we really are and showing our love to ourselves and to all circumstances and people and things. We now take your beautiful pink light and feel that love. We think loving thoughts now about every person, about every situation from the past, the present, and in the future, that we see the love in everything. We see the blessing in everything. Because it all turns out to be miracles in our lives, everything. And we just love seeing the love unconditionally, no conditions, in ourselves and everyone, everything and every experience from this Momada, from the past, present, and future. And we invite your pink love into us in the silence. And Archangel Jophiel, we call in your golden light, your golden energy and angel dust, and we ask that you illuminate our minds now. Expand with your golden light, expand our imagination and our creativity to better and more understanding, to more answers and solutions for ourselves and others. It is so blissful. We stand in your golden light as you illuminate our minds. And now we ask, illuminate our emotions. Have our emotions go to a place that they've never been before, where we feel better. With your golden illumination, your energy upon and in and through our emotions, our feelings, where we feel better than we've ever felt before. We feel so angelic. Our heart just sings and we give thanks as you now illuminate every cell in our body. Every organ and every function is illuminated where our health gets even better and more youthful and more playful and more fun. And in the silence, we now allow your full golden light energy and angel dust to come to us. And now, Archangel Uriel, your wisdom, your red light, energy, and angel dust, we call forth your wisdom now. Give us the wisdom, their mind, body, and spirit, emotions. Give us the wisdom to be in a pure state of allowing. Let us allow the Father to do the work. Let us allow ourselves to think big, to ask for it all, because we deserve it all. Everything is getting better for us now, as we are in this pure state of allowing, of believing, of expecting. And give us now this Uriel, your red light energy, and angel dust to come to us and in us. And we ask that we now have our vibration at one with God and our inner being. We ask that our vibration be at one, a connection of oneness with all that is and with God Almighty. This beautiful, beautiful oneness that we receive now as we vibrate. Not only one with our inner being and God, but one with our desires, with our dreams. And as we now vibrate at one with your wisdom, Uriel, and your assistance, your support, your guidance, that we now are at one with God and all of our dreams. And the heavens now open up and pour our dreams into our experience. And in the silence, we allow you in your yell. And Zadkiel, we call you in. We call in your violet light, energy, and angel dust of compassion. We ask that you have us be a compassionate people now. Together, the Master Heart family, let us bestow compassion upon ourselves, each other, and the world. Show us the way to be kinder and more loving to ourselves and to others, to every situation. We just flow with your violet light now. When we think thoughts of compassion, with your energy, we now feel compassion, and we are compassionate. With every cell of our body, and it just flows in us and through us now, compassion, kindness, and love. And in the silence, we now receive your guidance and your support and your love. And we call forth our seven archangels now. And your beautiful streams of color that we ask that you're like a rainbow around each one of us now, circling around us, this beautiful rainbow in us through our thoughts, our feelings, through our body. And we just are lit up with the light of the world now. We thank you for your love, your guidance, for your support. We love that we can call upon you and you are now at one with us as we are at one with you because we have invited, we have asked, and we allow you to do the work and we now receive. Breathe in. Breathe in the love of your seven archangels. Breathe in the love of God. And I now invite you back into the room, back into your chair. And I invite you to welcome this wonderful world that you're now going to experience and you're going to see differently in a divine, magical, miraculous, wanted way as we open up our eyes and welcome this beautiful world to us now and forevermore. And so it is. Amen. 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 Hallelujah, brothers. Amen. 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 Amen, amen. Do, 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 do. All right, guys. Well, hey, we hadn't even sung our little song, and we like to laugh and have more fun. Ready?
We like to laugh and have more fun.
For we are the angelic ones.
For we are the angelic ones.
Being with our angels is our new game. Being with our angels is our name. Happy is our middle name.
Happy is our middle name.
Joy and love is our divine right.
Joy and love is our divine right.
And the angels are guiding light.
And the angels are guiding light.
Sound off the Master Heart family.
Sound off the Master Heart family.
Sing like children. Sound off the Master Heart family.
Sound off the Master Heart family.
Yes, yes. 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 All right. Woo-hoo. All right, guys. Well, I love you. Any last comments? How do you like the meditation? How do you like your angel?
Good.
It was great.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Outstanding.
They're with us. We get to call on those angels from now on to help guide us and love us. And I love you and know that all is well and the miracles are going to be handed out abundantly from here on out. Woo-hoo! Love you all.
Amen.
Love you too.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Take care. Bye, everybody.
Take care.
Bye.